This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, a night that went back and forth for the Buffalo Sabres. Lead, blown lead, lead, blown lead. A repeat. And then in the OT, looking dicey, and then in the shootout, Buffalo getting the lone goal, courtesy of Sam Reinhart, who was excellent tonight. Allmark perfect in the shootout, then looks to hurt himself. We'll have more on that in a moment. But it all adds up to a 5-4 Buffalo victory in the shootout as we welcome you here to 716 Food and Sport. I'm Brian Colziel here on the Paul William Belt Sabres post-game show. Well, a lot to get to here in this one here tonight. A lot of storylines, some good performances by some Buffalo Sabres. Still, though, defensively giving up too many goals. The Sabres cannot hold leads. It's been a pattern as of late, but tonight, they figure out a way still to get the 2 points, and giving up to a Western Conference opponent, giving them the point in the shootout, not the end of the world, but nevertheless, a night here where the Sabres get a much-needed victory as they are now 1-1 on this seven-game homestand. Carolina is the next team in here on Thursday night, and of course, we'll have that game for you right here on the Sabres Radio Network. All right, coming up here on the postgame, we will be, in the next few moments, headed to the Sabres dressing room. Live locker room reaction from the players. Paul Hamilton's on his way there now, so Paul will meet up with some of the stars of this game here, and we'll get their reaction to this 5-4 shootout victory tonight over the Minnesota Wild. Also, Phil Housley and his live post-game comments. Those are upcoming. As soon as he steps to the podium, we'll take you there for that. We have all the necessary stats and highlights that you need to know from this one. A real busy night in the league here on a Tuesday. We'll update you on all the Eastern Conference games going on and where the Sabres fit in the standings after the results of some of the early games going on right now. All the teams that Buffalo kind of in the mix with here for what would be kind of the final playoff spots. Well, they're pretty much all in action tonight. The Bruins are playing, Columbus is playing, Pittsburgh is playing, Carolina is playing, Montreal is playing. So we'll update you on all those games here coming up and let you know where the standings sit. But we can tell you one game is a final. Buffalo beating Minnesota 5-4. And we welcome your phone calls. Local number here in the Buffalo area is 803-0550, 803-0550. No matter where you're listening around the world, you can give us a call, 1-888-550-2550 on the toll-free line, 1-888-550-2550. If you want to send me a tweet on Twitter, go ahead and do so at BrianWGR. If you want to send us a text, feel free to do so, 550-550. 5-4, shootout win for Buffalo here tonight. Reinhart, a monster game for the Sabres, one of his best games of the season tonight. Not only does he win it in the shootout, but I thought he was one of Buffalo's best players throughout the game and had some real, real nice impacts on, I thought, 3 goals directly tonight. 2 of them he actually gets points for, one of which a real nice play in front of the net when Rasmus Dahlin got Buffalo's 3rd goal. But if you look at Reinhart's night tonight, he sets up C.J. Smith for Buffalo's 2nd goal. On an odd man rush, he's going to the net. Smith is, and Reinhart makes the perfect pass over to C.J. Smith to get his 2nd of the year. A few minutes later, even though he doesn't get an assist on this play, major impact. Reinhart's in front of Devin Dubnyk, and Dahlin's shot goes in because of Reinhart's screen. And then, of course, later, Reinhart gets a goal early 3rd that puts Buffalo up 4-3. All right, speaking of Reinhart, we start with him live. Here's first with Paul Hamilton.
And really get some production tonight.
Yeah, I mean, obviously on special teams, that got going a little bit tonight, so that was huge positive, and one of the power play that Kill's been doing a great job, and they did another great job tonight. So it was nice to get our confidence on that early, and would have been nice to keep it a little tighter at the end, but Linus made some great saves for us, and we were able to get that one out.
Sam, you can see that Jake has a clean lane to you. Do you yell to him, or can you just see that he sees you over there?
Yeah, at that point, I think it's just more him seeing, and like you said, the lane was clear, and he made a great job to get it by a couple of guys and put it on my tape.
You beat Dubnyk there. It seemed like you got a piece of it. It trickles in.
No, I had no idea. I was kind of turning up and just heard the crowd, and it was nice to hear.
Is it nice to see you guys get a break to go your way? I mean, he had it and he didn't have it. Is it nice to get a break finally to go your way?
Yeah, I mean, I think he had a couple ones where he kind of was grabbing it and he was able to find it throughout the game. So, like I said, he was battling to keep the puck out and he did a great job. But, you know, it was nice to get, you know, a bounce and that's a big extra point for us.
Is it a mental relief to kind of get these 2 points in a game like this where you have the lead, give it up, but are able to battle back?
I mean, we can't be taking any relief out of anything right now. This schedule is so important for us. You know, the games are kind of winding down in a hurry, and we know how important every game is, and it's, we got to play with the playoff atmosphere and take advantage of that every night. And you know, we have another one coming up in a couple days.
Kyle said that you guys have had problems managing your emotions. You're too high after wins, too low after losses. How do you guys kind of stay even keeled heading into Thursday?
Yeah, I think that's been a big focus on us this year. I think earlier in the year we did a really good job of it. You know, obviously it's always easier when you're winning games, but when you're going through a stretch like we have, it's really important to stay composed, and you know, that's what we're doing right now. But you know, it was a big one for us tonight, and we got another day to work and prepare for Thursday, whatever day it is.
Sam Reinhardt on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, solid game for Sam Reinhardt. Thank you, Paul. He gets the lone goal in the shootout. 3 shooters for Buffalo, 3 shooters for Minnesota. He's the lone tally. He's the third of the 3 Buffalo attempts, and it goes in. The first Buffalo goal scorer, Evan Rodriguez, he's now live with Paul.
Walker won in the first. You know, he just loves the game, and it gives him the ability to do that.
How relieving is it to win a game like this where you guys have that 3-1 lead, they're able to battle back and tie it, but you guys are able to kind of have the breaks go your way and get a win tonight?
Yeah, it wasn't obviously the best second period or the second period we wanted, but, you know, as much as we want to get away from that, we also found a way to come in the clutch in the end. We had a good third, limited their chances, and, you know, we come out with a big win.
I mean, if you score 2 power play goals and don't give up anything on your penalty kill, you would think you'd win going away. It seemed like the 5-on-5 game wasn't as good tonight, was it?
Yeah, no. You know, I think we had some breakdowns, especially in the second. You know, just a little bit lackadaisical. I think we sat back a little bit. We didn't attack the game. We let them come up with a ton of speed in the neutral zone, and they had guys swinging everywhere. So when a team comes at you with that much speed in the neutral zone, it's hard to stop no matter what system you're in. And I think we just sat back too much and we let them come at us.
Could you see on your goal that you had a good setup with Oposo in front of the net?
Yeah. You know, he had a great slide screen, and Dubnyk went with him. You know, Rhino did a great job on his unit too in front. Those two were critical in our power play success. So kudos to them, and hopefully we can you know, get hot here on the power play and continue to score some goals.
I liked how Jack stayed on the ice too. He knew he wasn't tired, and he helped you guys on that one by staying out on the ice, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, obviously Jack's a special player, and you want him kind of touching the puck as much as you can. You know, he drew pretty much both their forwards to him. He drew one guy to him, passed out to Russell, the next guy jumps, and I had pretty much a clear lane to the net, you know, put it on net. Oka did a great job, and it was good to get that one early.
Kyle said in terms of managing your emotions, this team has struggled with that. Too high after wins, too low after losses. How do you guys kind of stay even keeled with this win heading into Thursday?
A good practice tomorrow. You know, we can't be lackadaisical in practice. We have to make sure we're engaged and, you know, ready to give our best effort and make sure that mentally we're engaged. I think, you know, even in games when we get lackadaisical and sit back, that's when we tend to struggle. So we have to be engaged tomorrow and, you know, be ready to go and have a quick start on Thursday.
Thanks, Evan Rodriguez on the post game. Brian, back to you.
Thank you very much, Paul. Rodriguez continuing his nice streak goal scoring wise. It's his 5th goal now in his last 7 games. Rodriguez up to 7. He opened the scoring on the power play on a nice wrister with Kyle Oposo in front of the net. That was the lone goal in period 2. In period 1, there were 5 goals scored in period 2. That's where the Sabres had the 2-goal lead. They led 3-1, but quickly gave it away. Back to the room now. Rasmus Dahlin is standing by live.
Rasmus, you guys switched up your power plays. You got 2 power play goals in the game. What went well, do you think, with the new power play units?
I don't know. I mean, we had good chemistry, both units, so I think we played faster this time, had a lot of shots on the net, so I think that was the biggest change.
What happened in the second period where they kind of, you know, took over the possession of the puck? They seemed fast. What happened to you guys 5-on-5 that it didn't go well in the second?
I think we relaxed a little bit. They came hard and they played strong in our zone. So, I mean, it's hockey, that happens. But we have to play strong in the D zone. We can't do that.
On your goal, did you wait to make sure that screen was set up?
Yeah, I got a early pass from Ikes, and I just waited for the screen, and then I shot it, and I went in, and it was good.
What will this do mentally? This was an up-and-down game. I mean, you're up two goals, they tie it. You're up again in the third period, they tie it. There's a lot of up, there was a lot of down. How does this win help you now?
It's huge. We needed those points. I think we have to be strong in the D zone. We can't like let them in the game. We had 3-1 lead, and I just think we have to keep going there and just play our game, not letting them in.
They had a lot of motion in the offensive zone. It seemed like you guys weren't ready for that. It seemed like they'd get in there, and they were moving quite well.
Yeah, I mean, they played good too. They're a good team. They're a tough team to play against, so they did it good too. But we have to play stronger at Eason, that's for sure.
Thank you, Rasmus.
Thank you.
Rasmus Dahlin on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, thank you, Paul. Rasmus Dahlin there. Very strong game for him tonight, involved in a couple of goals. He gets his sixth of the season, which gave Buffalo a 3-1 lead. And then Dahlin mentioning there how they ended up blowing the lead, talking about having to be stronger in their own end. Back to the room now. Here's Linus Allmark live.
Fantastic. You know, a win, 5-4. Absolutely awesome.
So he got you with the hip to the head, kind of?
I have no clue what happened. Made safe.
How good do you feel about that game? Even a four-goal game, battling with the number of saves you made and through the adversity of that game, just how good do you feel to come out of that game?
I feel terrific. I feel absolutely awesome. I mean, we really try this game to like keep it down, but you know, it's gonna be a game where there's a 5-4 game or 6-5 or whatever, and we got that. Took the long stroll. But
you say a lot about the next puck and being ready for the next puck. Is that a classic game where you just have to be ready for the next puck because there's gonna be goals and there's gonna be more shots?
Well, every game you have to focus on the next puck. You know, I can't just stop after I made like 10 saves. Doesn't work like that. So,
you know, a lot of people wonder if this is your chance to make a run. Do you feel that way? This could be your chance to get several games in a row here and get a chance to really grab this job.
Day by day, you know. Tomorrow's a new day. Practice. Sun will rise, even if it's been bad weather lately. So I'm not taking anything for granted. I'm just looking forward to tomorrow.
You seem like a very even-keeled guy, but in terms of a mental boost for this team to get 2 points on home ice after the struggles that you guys have, what does this do for you guys going forward?
I don't know. I mean, it's just another game in 2 days. Then we have back-to-back coming up. Every game is a battle, you know. We want to get through the playoffs. And we have to make a push. We know that. So every game is the most important game of the day.
Linus Allmark on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, there's Linus Allmark. Always a man who thinks a little before he speaks. Sabres getting the job done in a shootout. 5-4 is the final. Allmark apparently okay. I'm guessing they wouldn't have made him available to the media if there was any sort of injury. He did get hit pretty hard in the head there from Parise, but the fact that he was out doing interviews, I think, a very, very good sign. If you were worried at all about, you know, has he got to go in to get his head checked out or concussion protocol or anything like that, I mean, there's no way they would have let him speak to the media. So in that sense, I think a good piece of knowledge there. Okay, for all of our local affiliates, we're going to say goodnight to you. If you want to keep listening to the post game, go to WGR550.com. For all of you on Sports Radio 550 here on our flagship in Buffalo, more Paul William Belt's postgame coming up. We're live here at 716 Food and Sport. Phil Housley's postgame comments are coming up. 5-4 Sabres over the Wild. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Buffalo breaking it up, giving it away, and there's Sabotka. Buffalo got back and then lost it again. And Foligno was robbed by Linus Ullmark. Marcus Foligno had a glorious opportunity.
Now the former Saber Marcus Foligno, a couple of chances to score there. Linus Ullmark coming up big. It's your save of the game brought to you by Geico Local Office West Seneca. Save up to 15% in just 15 minutes. Get your free Geico quote from local agent Scott Kaltman. Welcome back here to 716 on the postgame. Brian Colziel with you. 5-4, Sabres beat the Wild in a shootout, toying with emotions throughout the building tonight. You could just feel it. They get off to a good start, pretty good first period, then Minnesota ties it. Then, bang, bang, two goals from the youngster Smith on a nice feed from Reinhardt. Then Dahlin scores. That, of course, has everybody excited. 3-1 Sabres. You're thinking, okay, this could be their night. A few minutes later, it's 3-3. And hear the groans and fans complaining about blowing leads. Reinhardt gives him the lead. Minnesota scores late. And then who knows what can happen in OT in a shootout. As we know, at that point, almost anything can happen. But for the Sabres' sake, a shootout victory. Reinhardt comes up with one of his best games this season. He gets a goal and an assist and the game winner in a shootout. And essentially an unofficial assist on Dahlin's goal as he's in front of the net there. Didn't get an assist on that play, but he was excellent tonight. Might as well go to the three stars while we're bringing him up. Jack Eichel, very good tonight. He's star number three. He had a couple of assists. Very active in this game. Jared Spurgeon, couple of goals for the Wild. He's star number two. And Sam Reinhardt, who I mentioned tonight. First star, game winner in the shootout, goal in regulation, assist as well. He's the high-impact player of the game tonight, brought to you by the Lockport Outdoor Store. High-impact gear for hardworking men and women. They'll travel 1,000 miles to find a store like ours. The attendance tonight here at KeyBank Center, 16,847. And the Sabres will next play Thursday. It's game three of the seven-game homestand against the Carolina Hurricanes. We'll have pregame at 6 right here on our flagship WGR and the Sabres radio network. Phil Housley expected to head to the podium here at any moment, so stay with us here to hear from the Sabres head coach. Just a couple of final stats before we hear from Phil Housley. Shots in the third period, 13-12 Minnesota. In the OT, it was 5-3 Buffalo. It ends up 45-39 in the shot category in favor of the Wild. Special teams, big check tonight in the Sabres column. They go 2-for-2 on the power play. The power play has been struggling. They get two there tonight as Dahlin scores on the power play and Rodriguez scores on the power play. And penalty kill, Minnesota 0-of-3. Your winning goaltender is Linus Ullmark. Not his best, but good enough. 45 shots, 41 saves. Definitely in terms of quantity, he was busy. Devin Dubnyk takes the OT shootout loss, 39 shots. He made 35 saves. 803-0550 is the number, 1-888-552-550. Again, Phil Housley coming up here in just a moment. So the Sabres pick up their 26th win in now 52 games. So in terms of 50-50 in terms of wins and losses so far there on the season. Buffalo now with 58 points. However, some other teams around them tonight able to pick up victories, including the Bruins, including the Canadiens. So that's not the best for Buffalo within the division. Boston beat the Islanders tonight at home by a 3-1 score. Montreal was at home. They beat Anaheim 4-1. So nothing doing in terms of gaining on the teams in the Atlantic. Bruins still up 7. Right now, Boston would be the top wild card team in the Eastern Conference. Sabres are 7 back there. However, the second wildcard team is Columbus. They have 59 points, just one better than Buffalo. So the Sabres at the moment are just 1 point out of what would be a playoff spot. Columbus is in action as we speak right now. They are early second period in Colorado against the Avalanche, and that game is tied up at 2. So if you're looking for something to root for tonight or a game to watch, if you're a Sabres fan, you can turn on Blue Jackets Avalanche and root hard for the Avs in that game. No other games going on right now, really, with any sort of impact on the Eastern Conference wildcard race in which the Sabres are involved with. But at the Sabres could control only their game tonight. They figured out a way to get 2 points. It wasn't pretty at times. The blown leads, to me, still a major factor for this team. It's been happening quite often as of late. But they've also been struggling at home. They've only won 2 of their last 6 going into tonight, so now 3 of their last 7. At least they can start to get their home record back going again, which is, of course, important. They're on this long homestand right now, and they've got games coming up here over the next still week and a half at home where they've got to take advantage against what I think is kind of some weaker opponents. Carolina comes in here on Thursday. That's a big game. The Canes also winning tonight. They have 58 points. So Buffalo tied right now with Carolina. The Sabres are officially ahead of them due to the fact that they are tied in wins. Carolina actually has the wins, the regulation overtime wins tiebreaker, but Buffalo's played a less game, so however you want to view it, whatever, they're tied in points at 58. Point is the same. Big game on Thursday with the Canes in town. Then Detroit, a team that's struggling. We've got them coming in. Winnipeg, right now they're playing really well despite having some key players out. Ehlers is out. Bufflin is out. Don't know if they'll be able to go. There was some talk that Bufflin's very close. We'll have to see if he's able to go here on Sunday. Sabres with a lot of home games here. 3 games in 4 nights. Home Thursday, home Saturday, home Sunday. Then home Tuesday for the New York Islanders, team that right now is playing just as good as anybody in the Eastern Conference. They lead the Metro Division tonight. And then they are home next Friday, the Sabres are, for the New York Rangers. Okay, Phil Housley, his post-game comments. Let's go there live.
It's a game we found a way to win, but you know, I really liked our first period, the way we came out. Our special teams were really solid. It's great to see the power play contribute, and our PK has always been pretty strong for us. But then the second period, you know, you don't want to sound negative, but we have a 3-1 lead, and that's a time to just really lock it down and keep a simple game. And I thought we were trying to get 4, and you know, not in the right way, and in the defensive zone. You know, guys were beating us back to the net, and those things, you know, we got to learn to tighten it up. But I'll give the guys credit in the third period. You know, we found a way to win, and even though we gave up that, 5-on-6 goal, I liked their overtime, and we found a way to win the shootout.
Is that about as good as a goalie can play in a game where he gives up 4 goals?
Yeah, I mean, that's been sort of indicative of the way we've been playing, and we've been focusing on that. Just tighten it up, and there's times in the game that you really got to be smart and not beat yourselves. Tonight we almost beat ourselves, but Linus played outstanding. Really attacked the game, was really charging out the pucks and fighting through traffic, and it didn't give him a lot of second opportunities. It's just tough to see that fourth goal go in because he's played such a good game up to that point.
For the most part, did you like your 5-on-5 play after you switched the lines up again?
Yeah, I liked the 5-on-5 in the third. I thought we really had a lot of quality zone time, really good looks. We had to shorten the bench a little bit there towards the end, and you know, with the special teams, couldn't roll through the benches or roll through the bench. But I liked the way the guys stayed aggressive with the game.
How much did you think about a goalie interference challenge on the ref round?
Well, I was thinking about it, but by the time the puck had arrived, I don't think the guy was in the crease at that time, and it was sort of one of those 50-50. That I just it was a call to goal on the ice. I just didn't think it was going to go our way.
Did you have the new lines early?
Yeah, in the first period, I really liked them, and then we didn't have a really good second period, and just like I said before the game or yesterday, they're subject to change, and you're just trying to find a spark.
Phil, with the playoff race going on, I mean, you saw the intensity at Dallas, and now this third period seemed to have it as well. Do you like the way your team responded and played in a meaningful game like this?
I like the way they stuck together. It was getting physical out there, and you could see that switch turned right there where, I like the way they responded, but I like the way they stuck together.
Power play goals tonight after the changes that you made, why were they so effective, and what did you like?
I think Davis did a really good job of, just going over with the units before the game and yesterday and what we wanted to accomplish and providing good, sound advice about what their penalty kill forecheck was trying to do, and I thought the first goal, Rhino did a great job of a screen in front for Roger, and we find a way to get another power play goal, and that's good for them. It's good for their confidence. They haven't been rewarded. They've had good looks. They haven't gotten the results, but it's good for them, for their confidence.
Phil, why is Sobotka on the ice in overtime?
Well, it's just a draw. Left draw.
How about Jack Eichel? Did you feel he showed a lot of leadership and emotion in that? I mean, he stayed on the ice for that one power play and made a difference. He brought the puck up on another play and made a difference on the Reinhardt goal. Did you like the leadership he showed?
Yeah, I really liked the way Jack attacked the game tonight. I mean, he had 9 shots on goal. You know, he's doing the right things, playing the right way. That 200-foot game was reminiscent of the way he's played in the past, and it, he led in the right way.
How encouraging.
I like anybody shooting the puck, but especially with Dahlin, I think he's got to keep it down a little bit because it was a little high, but I like the way he was shooting the puck on the power play, in the point, in the offensive zone. So he's got to continue to do that. He does have a very hard shot.
Thanks,
all right, there's Sabres head coach Phil Housley. His post-game comments brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney. And we want to remind you that all of our locker room sound tonight, part of our Blue and Gold Locker Room Report, brought to you by Fidelis Care. Quality health coverage, it's our mission. Visit FideliscCare.org. Sabres win in a shootout, 5-4. They blow multiple leads, but figure out a way to get it done. Let's take you through the highlights. We'll pick it up. Third period, game tied, 3-3. And here's where Buffalo grabs another lead at the 6:25 mark. Some great vision from Jake McCabe as he finds Sam Reinhardt on the side of the net.
Eichel trying to get in over the line. Couldn't get his shot away. Tipped it in front of the net. Back it comes to the point. Held in with McCabe. He got it in front. They score! Reinhardt was camped there and rattled it home. Buffalo's back in the lead.
Reinhardt getting his 13th from McCabe. Great shift from Eichel on that play, too. Doesn't get an assist, but keeps the puck in. Goes hard to the net and tries to bring it back on kind of a backhand opportunity, keeps it involved, back to McCabe, who found Reinhardt. 4-3 Buffalo at that point, late in the third. Dubnyk on the bench, 6-on-5, Minnesota finding a way to tie it up. It's Parise getting his 21st.
There's Parise, he's the one, I think, going to get this goal, and you see it right there. Yeah. You can't see the puck in the net there, but you see Linus Ullmark come back. Might be able to see it a little different here. There's the puck, and yes, it is 100% across that line.
All right, so the puck does go across the line. Clear look at it. Coyle and Suter assisting with 1:37 to go in the game. Minnesota tying things up at 4 apiece. No goals in the overtime and only one goal in the shootout. And it's a big one for Buffalo's Sam Reinhardt.
Here he comes in on goal, shoots. And yeah. He scores. There was a hesitation there because they didn't know if it was going to make it over the line or not, but it did. And Reinhardt has put Buffalo in the front.
Reinhardt getting the shootout goal. It ends up being the game winner in the shootout and the big moment of the game tonight. Brought to you by Firth Jewelers for all the moments in your life. Go forth to Firth. All of our game highlights delivered by Speed Global Services around the corner and around the world. Speed delivers. Visit speedgs.com. 16,847 the attendance tonight at KeyBank Center. Seeing the Sabres get a shootout victory by a 5-4 score. When we come back, we will get some phone calls in, 803-0550. We'll get you some more thoughts on the standings. Got a couple of stats for you here. Pat will have an update on the NHL scores as well, and a busy night in the league. We'll look ahead to the game against Carolina on Thursday. I'm Brian Colzio, live here at 716. Thanks for being with us on the Paul William Belts postgame 5-4 shootout victory tonight for Buffalo. Take a timeout. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Marcus Foligno trying to do some damage. He takes a run and piling along the boards. It almost wipes out my partner in between the benches. But he bailed out.
Rob Ray showing courage there on the bench. As Marcus Foligno comes flying in. I think he was going after Skinner and Pilot over there. Ends up, Rob, no harm, no done. He's tough over there. We know he is.
Although he did say at one point that his days of getting in the middle of things are over.
That's right. That's right. It's our Seneca Poker deck of the game with Rick Jennerena, the call there. Brought to you by Seneca Poker inside the Seneca Niagara Casino, the real deal for winners only. Back here at 716 Food and Sport, 5-4, Sabres win it in a shootout. Brian Coltzell now joined here with Pat Malacaro for his 2 cents on the game.
Hey, Brian.
I mean, we talked about during the intermission a little, just the back and forth, like, okay, they've got this. No, they don't. Okay, great play. Geez, what are they doing? Like, it just, you couldn't ever get a really good grasp on how this game felt until it was over.
Yeah, now, I will say Minnesota is perennially a playoff team. They might get bounced in the first round, but they are a team that generally makes the playoffs. So you went toe-to-toe with a team that, for the most part, I think Devan Dubnyk has been a fairly good goalie over the course of his career. You get 4 goals added in the shootout, a fifth. So, you know, there's plenty that you can look back at this game and say there's things you need to clean up. You don't ever want to give up a 2-goal lead and get outscored 3-2 in a period and then have to, you know, get a goal in the third. Look, extra skater on the ice. Zach Parise's a very good player, so he finds just that little spot to get the game tire. So there are a lot of things you need to clean up, but I do think there are a lot of things that you look at tonight and say that was a good team win in the end, that they didn't play their best, but they found a way to get 2 points.
Yeah, and some of the good play tonight comes from the core group. As we get here to our Sabres core group feature, how did the core group perform? Well, I thought Eichel was excellent. He doesn't get an assist on that McCabe setup for Reinhardt, but he brings it in, goes hard to the net, and then realizes he can't get the shot, so then he kind of circles around, backhands it in, but the play continues on that. Eichel tonight, 2 assists, 9 shots on goal.
He had 3 in the third.
Yeah, 9 of the 39. So I thought he was very, very good tonight. Played 3 seconds short of 26 minutes. That's a lot for Eichel.
And even in the overtime, he still had that extra little jump with all that open ice. He went from one side of the ice to the other, cutting through the middle, and you could see the speed was still there. So from start to finish, Eichel, for the most part, was, I mean, probably the best player for the Sabres overall.
The ice times do look higher, of course, when there's a full 5-minute overtime. But, I mean, even for a guy like Ristolainen, who plays, we always know, a ton, and usually leads the Sabres in minutes, he had 24 and a half minutes. Dahlin actually had the second highest, 25.01. And then there was Eichel at 25.57.
I know Phil Housley a lot of times has to wear it from the fan base when certain players aren't on the ice, but how about when it was Eichel, Skinner, and Dahlin in that overtime period? 3 players that fans want to see on the ice in overtime, all 3 on the ice at the same time, and that was a good opportunity for the team to maybe put it away, and so give Housley some credit there for putting that combination together. Skinner at times has had issues controlling the puck and has led to him not being on the ice much in OT, but the team trying to get the goal, and they put all 3 on the ice together.
Yeah, and just wrap up here the point on the core tonight. Eichel, 2 assists, 26 minutes, 9 shots on goal. Dahlin, we know part of this future core, over 25 minutes, he gets a goal.
On the power play.
On the power play. Reinhardt, one of his best games of the season, a regulation goal, the game winner in the shootout. He had an assist. Didn't even get an assist on Dahlin's goal, but is in front, has an impact. He's the first star. So big night for the core tonight in our Sabres core group feature, brought to you by Corrigan Moving. For your next group, or for your next move, count on your core group of friends at Corrigan. All right, before we get a check of the scores from Pat, let's grab a call or two here. 803-0550 or 1-888-552-550 is the number. And we start things off with Brian in Williamsville. Hi, Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to agree that your OMAC made some excellent saves tonight, especially in the first period. Kept them right down in this where the team was a little bit lackadaisical, but definitely in the second they were. And I think they became more aggressive in the third and also a little bit in the first, but they need to put this thing together with either Hutton or Omar in that. I mean, Omar or the other one, doesn't much matter. They have to play better in front of both of them.
I would agree. Thank you, Brian. I think Dahlin said it, Reinhardt said it, that they need to be stronger in their own end, no doubt about it. Now, we talked about the difference in the goals tonight, Pat, after two. The Sabre goals are, as I was using the phrase, kind of hockey plays. You know, a wrister from Rodriguez, a 2-on-1 rush, Reinhardt setting up Smith, Dahlin, a shot from the point. The Minnesota goals, in front, a rebound, a wraparound with traffic, first to the rebound on a loose puck on Coyle's goal. Those are all kind of coverage effort, who's reading the play quicker, sort of more effort-style goals. And that's where the Sabres were weak in this zone. And, you know, the players owned up to it afterwards. Even Housley said it, too.
That's the thing you probably most want to clean up from the game tonight. And you look towards just 2 days from now against Carolina, which is a very important game because the Hurricanes are one of those teams you're right in that scrum with right now. But you're right. The Sabre goals were more finesse. They were more skill plays. So, you know, you take the bad with the good sometimes, and that's, I feel like, the story of tonight's game.
And the Sabre fourth goal, McCabe, a real nice vision look there to set up Reinhardt for that.
You and I are sitting next to each other in the press box, and I said, shoot.
Yeah.
Because it looked like he had a lane, but McCabe made the right play. I was wrong. He was right. And that's why he's on the ice, and I'm up in the press box with you.
Well, we have the better view from up top to see that there was the open lane.
True.
But he saw the beautiful spot to find Reinhardt, no doubt about it.
Thanks for that.
That's right. That's right. All right. And we'll talk about Carolina here in a minute. They played tonight, as well as I was mentioning, all the teams that are in the mix here with Buffalo. Let's go around the league for the final time here with Pat as we go around the NHL.
Thanks, Brian. We'll start with the games that are still ongoing. About 5 minutes to go in the third. Nashville doubling up Arizona 4-2 as Philip Forsberg has his 19th of the season for the Preds there. 2-2, a minute to go in the third period as San Jose has tied it in the third period. Logan Couture goal for the Sharks. Winnipeg, 34 wins, 70 points on the season, trying to pick up two more points, at least one if they can get to overtime, and two with an overtime or shootout win. Midway through the third or second period, late stages actually now, Avalanche 3-2 leaders over the Blue Jackets, and the Oilers, thanks to Leon Draisaitl's two goals tonight, up to 31. Oilers leading Chicago 2-1. Bruins defeat the Islanders tonight by a score of 3-1, so with the win, Boston gets to 65 points, 7 better than Buffalo in the standings. Islanders' regulation loss keeps them at 66. Blues down the Panthers 3-2, while the Kings dump the Devils 5-1. Tyler Toffoli, a couple of third-period goals, 4 total in the third for the Kings in the victory. The Hurricanes shut out the Penguins tonight 4-0. So with the win, Carolina and Buffalo equal at 58 points heading into Thursday night's action. Capitals score a 3-2 win over the Canucks. Canadiens get 24 saves from Carey Price. They down the Ducks 4-1. Golden Knights in the shootout. Alex Tuck with a shootout-winning goal. Vegas defeats Tampa 3-2. And earlier today, the Maple Leafs announcing they've extended Austin Matthews. He has a new 5-year contract. And he'll be staying with that team for at least 5 more years, Brian.
That's right. Pretty good deal for the Leafs. You mentioned it to me. It basically almost the whole money in it. It's all signing bonus money. The salary is very low.
It's all due on July 1st, so I guess maybe that's one of the ways of getting around this potential, you know, work issue, work stoppage coming in a couple of years. Just make it a signing bonus, and you know, you look at their cap. Next year they're in trouble. There's no doubt about it. But if they can figure out a way to
get through next year,
or move a piece or two and live with the fact that you've got a goalie in Freddie Anderson and a backup making minimum like Garrett Sparks, well, then you can make it work with Mitch Marner at least next year and beyond, because you've got two $11-plus million contracts already in Stamkos and now Matthews. Willie Nylander makes a lot, too, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, the only game left really tonight, Sabres kind of keeping an eye on, is that Columbus game in Colorado. Avs with the lead late second period. So that's good news, because the rest of the night was not good news on the out-of-town scoreboard. Boston won, Montreal won,
Carolina won,
Pittsburgh losing, but, I mean, Carolina and Pittsburgh played. One of them had to win, one of them had to lose. I guess the good news is it wasn't a three-point game. And then you've got Carolina here on Thursday, so you can push them back. But they're still, at the very least, even if you beat them in regulation on Thursday, the Sabres will still only be two better, so they're going to be around for a while.
Washington played their worst hockey of the season going into the All-Star break.
They get a win tonight.
They've won two in a row, I believe.
And now Philly is a team you got to keep an eye on, too. They've won 8 in a row, 9 of their last 10. Hart and Nett has been excellent. They have 54. They're 4 points back. Still a little work to do, but definitely a team to keep an eye on. The Sabres in the Atlantic, still a big gap between them and the top wildcard team, which is the Bruins, which has 65. All right, so a back-and-forth night game tonight. It was a fun night, though, here in the building for our WGR Sabres Network staff and the rest of our WGR crew, as we had a little station party. We had the
why not celebrate the fall?
That's right. The WGR suite was in full effect with our entire crew, and a lot of our normal Sabres crew members actually got a chance to be in the suite tonight, including our normal network producer, TJ Luckman, who's actually here now, TJ, so you get to see what it's like on this side.
Yes, and it's really quite something.
It's
when
magical,
all I,
right?
When yes. I'm usually staring at nobody talking, it's
That's
just
right.
all coming digitally to me.
That's right. And while you might find that interesting, as you can see from us, I get the random conversation of people coming up asking me if I can change the channel of a television or where the bathroom is while I'm on air. So, you know, take that for what it's worth.
Well, you're dedicated to your work here, Brian, and everybody can tell.
That's right. Thank you. Well, I thank you for your work, and all
thank
of our
you.
Crew maybe on their way home tonight. We appreciate it. Whether you're part of the Sabres crew or just our station as a whole, we thank everybody. I want to thank Alan Davis, of course, our program director, Greg Reed, Tim Wenger, for setting us up for the night in the suite. But we had a good time tonight. And, of course, Rob Ray, as always, he's such a nice guy. He's always one that's a part of our broadcast. Before we leave you here, he had some kind words for us tonight as they actually showed the majority of our staff in the suite. And I know Kyle got a chance to cut this one up for us. So if you missed what Rob had to say about our great staff here, here it is.
And there they all are right there. What's in there? Sal Capaccio's in there. Jeremy White, Chilton the Bulldog. There's Alan Davis, John and Brian Cozio, Pat Malacaro. The whole crew is in there.
Really?
And you know what? Paul is the only one upstairs working. The rest of the guys are on vacation.
Yeah, well, like I tell you, their booth, which is right next door to mine, is empty.
Well, work, sit in, eat, and have fun for the game.
Some people might say the booth next to Rob or Rick is always empty.
That's true. That's right. Yeah, so if you don't know, the booth next to Rick is where Pat and I normally sit. Yes, we're in there all the time. It was one night we went down to visit for the suite for, 10 minutes. Of course, we're caught on camera, and now Rob's got the joke-a-rama here going.
He always gets the last word.
That's right.
Well, tonight, I guess we do.
Tonight we do. Listen, We didn't bail out when Marcus Foligno came near our suite, did we? No. We took it head on. Or at least that's what I'm going to tell the story.
You guys are better men for it.
That's right. That's right. Listen, there's a lot of people in that suite. To get to the chicken fingers, like, you got to put your head down and just go. Wouldn't you say, TJ?
I've been in the press. I've had the press box experience once, and it's a madhouse up there for the food, for sure.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
a madhouse in two places for food tonight, between that and the suite, I'm sure.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, again, we'll put a wrap here, I think, nicely here on our Paul William Belts postgame from 716 Sabres in a shootout 5-4. We'll be right back here Thursday night. Sabres and Hurricanes, Detroit on Saturday, Winnipeg Sunday, then the Islanders next Tuesday, the Rangers next Friday. A lot of home games here. We'll be, of course, giving you coverage of all those games right here on the Sabres Radio Network. Thanks to Kyle and Nick back in our studios tonight for all their hard work. To Pat, TJ, John, Paul, and everybody in-house here tonight. We thank you for their work on the broadcast and, of course, all the time on our station here at WGR. And our game announcers, Rick Jenneret and Rob Ray. My name is Brian Colesiel. I thank you for listening. Again, the final in a shootout, Buffalo 5, Minnesota 4. Don't forget, Howard and Jeremy will have reaction on this one tomorrow morning starting at 6 a.m. right here on WGR and along the Sabres Radio Network. Have a good night, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.